Cave on Campus today here on 96.5 The Cave. I'd like to thank the sponsors for making this possible today. And they are Lenawee Community Mental Health, SLI Custom Signs and Apparel, Breaks and More, and just down the road, Sand Creek Communications, making this broadcast possible today. And I'm joined by the head football coach here at the Creek, Mr. Mark Spicer. Morning, Coach. It's been a minute.
Yeah, it has. It's good to be on, and it's an exciting day here in Sand Creek.
Homecoming and playing a rival, so it's a good day.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a second. But we have to look back before we look forward. And I will say one thing about the season thus far. The record might not be what you wanted, but I think your defense is playing some pretty good ball this year. So could you kind of walk our listeners through, what's gone on here at the Creek this season?
Yeah, we're not happy. We're not happy with where we are. And, we go back to the fall camp, and when we kind of told these guys that we could be 2-7 or we could be 7-2. And it was going to be a dogfight every game. And unfortunately, we had some injuries early. And our offense has struggled probably because of those. We haven't had our full line until the last couple of weeks, and then just had guys in and out. And it's confidence momentum. I go back to that first game against Quincy. We intercepted the ball on the third play of the game. We took it down to the 10, and then we literally fumbled going into the end zone on the 1 yard line. And it's just kind of been that way. And later in the game, we had an easy touchdown catch that we dropped. And it's just kind of taken off from that. And it's been a struggle offensively. And you go back, as I took over two years ago, and Scott, obviously at Madison, now runs a single wing. And kind of deciding what you do. We knew we were going to have a really good team last year, and it was like, do we really want to change the offense now, or do we kind of,
gotcha.
And you make that decision, and we made it this year, and we changed it to kind of what we want to run and be a program offense. And it struggled, but, kids have battled. We played really solid defense all year, opposite of the Whiteford game that just went bad quickly. And we've been in. We've been in every game, even against
sure.
Centerville. It was, it was 14-0 and late into the third. So we were right in there, too. We just got to sustain drives, get rid of the mistakes. We can't have negative plays on offense, and we'd have a lot better record.
So, yeah, you take away, the worst game and the best game, and that's kind of what you are. Whiteford is Whiteford this season. They are, top in the state, I believe, going into this week. So – certainly things that, you mentioned you can improve on. So if someone hasn't seen the Creek yet this season, it's going to be different than what they're used to. You said a pro-ran offense, so you're going to have, a guy under center, running back behind him, and then a tight end or two, and then some wideouts, right?
Well, yes, we're a double wing. So we're a double wing,
okay.
Very similar to Whiteford. I played for Coach Mensing. I coached at Tecumseh with him for a year. So we're a double wing, so we had a fullback and two wings, and we have a wideout and tight end. So, power football, it's still a gap scheme. It's similar to what we've ran. It's not a whole lot different than the single wing. It's just we have we want to be able to throw the football more. And I think that was, that's the kind of the hard part when you're single wing, because you see the quarterback all the time and you don't get that play action that you do with the double wing. So, we haven't been great at throwing the ball, but it's, something we're aware of, and we just got to get better at it and continue to develop our quarterbacks through our program and be able to throw the football better.
Talking with the head coach here at Sand Creek, Mark Spicer. Real quick, listeners, if you are a follower on Twitter, I put a question out this morning trying to get the answer. So I took a picture of a handsome fella out front with four legs and painted green. It's an Aggie. I'm going to call him Andy the Aggie until someone tells me what his name is. So just putting that out there. Find us on Twitter at 965 The Cave. You can help me out and figure out what his name is. So, your record is what it is, a 1-6 mark. Looking at the team right now, what can fans expect tonight? For, of course, you add everything together. It's a rival with Madison. You scheduled homecoming this week. So what can people expect to see?
Kids are going to play hard. Every game we've been in. Last week, we were right there. Fourth quarter, we had the ball, take the lead. Unfortunately, didn't get it done. But then we made two goal line stands late in the game too. I mean, where the kids just play hard, and they're giving everything they have, and they have every game, and so proud of that effort. Even though it hasn't really gone the way that we thought it would go, they still believe. They still work incredibly hard. I mean, they've done everything that we ask. And I think sometimes people think that, like, well, you're not working as hard because you're not as good or whatever, this or that. Like, these we made practices longer. These kids want to get better. They want to develop. And they continue to listen and buy in and do the right things. And, you know, hopefully we can get a couple wins here to finish the season and feel really good going into the offseason.
Yeah, look, a program, and, you know, a tradition of winning. You know, a tradition of competing, winning those district championships and things like that. So when we do look ahead, obviously one more game to go after this in the regular season, but, you know, we talked off air, the Tri-County is going to look a lot different. And I know you're not the one to make the final call, but you might have some pull in terms of the football side of things. What can you, you know, tell the listener about, you know, what might go on with the TCC and, you know, types of things you're going to try to do?
Well, I think we've got it kind of figured out where we're going to be kind of crossing over with the Big Eight. That's really almost exclusively in 2014. Next year will be a kind of a combination of Big Eight and the TAC. We did sign a year contract, or we're going to honor, I think, a year contract with them. So we'll play Eden and Mount Pillar, home and away there. And
okay,
then
so
and
Ohio schools.
So those couple of Ohio okay. schools. So I think every TCC team will play two Ohio schools next year, and then fill with Big Eight schools the other openings that we have, and then the following year it'll be kind of locked into, I think, everything but one non-conference game you'll play the Big Eight or a TCC opponent.
Okay, with the Big Eight, what kind of, I'm not local, so what's the Big Eight look
so,
like?
So yeah, so I mean, you know, I'm an Addison kid, so, and we always scrimmage Reading, so you have Reading, Bronson, Union City, Springport. Trying to think, you know, because obviously the Cascades took some of those.
Right.
And they lost Jonesville and Homer. Yeah. So I'm trying to think if I'm missing somebody, but and I think they picked up one more to add to their conference too. So and they're looking, and you know, there's some other schools that are interested in maybe joining that once we get it figured out. And you know, it's a very similar size. Quincy is the other one that we already play, but they're mm-hmm. also in the Big Eight. So. You know, it's very similar size schools, very competitive. I mean, a lot of history there. Union City's been really good. Reading's obviously won state titles. So, I mean, really solid teams that are, you know, it's a football's a big deal. And they're small size schools that they'll fit real similar to ours and be very competitive.
Okay. I think that makes complete sense. You know, keep the TCC as is for now. Play a couple schools down south. It makes sense that, you know, Lenawee County schools do that. There's a disadvantage geographically in that we have the border right there. So, you know, makes sense. Go like 15 miles one way and you're in Ohio and you can play a couple schools down there. Coach, if we could talk to, obviously we'll talk to some players later on in the show, but could you highlight some leaders and maybe some players that might not get recognition stat-wise or that do get recognition but are leaders on your team?
You'll hear from later today, but Mark Cantua, he's going to be one that's coming on. He plays defensive end, guard for us. He's a captain. He's been a great leader for us. He works extremely hard in the weight room, and you know, a kid that, you know, again, he was kind of a backup for much of last year and in the past, and then he gets his opportunity this year. He's played really outstanding defense. He's just a high energy guy that works really hard. So you'll hear from him. John Hewitt, he's our returning O-lineman. You know, he's the one that kind of got hurt earlier this year. That, you know, he's our best lineman, and he's smart, coach's kid. You know, so it really hurt losing him, and that really, I think, stalled our offense. And he's been back the last 2 weeks, and I think it's made a big difference offensively. I mean, we drove down and scored on Whiteford the first drive, and you know, moved the ball between the 20s really well against Summerfield. We just got to finish drives and having him and helping even communicate up front, he's been a great leader and does a lot of really good things in the weight room for us. So those guys have had really nice years. You know, Brody Saren defensively has done really well, a ton of effort. on the backs, and you know, on the defensive line there, you know, especially in midseason there, we were doing a really nice job defensively and really getting after people, and he was a big part of that. And just, you know, again, the effort on those guys on the defensive, you know, on the defensive side of the ball has been great.
I like it. You highlighted a couple of linemen and a defensive player. I think that sort of fits the culture of Sand Creek and the way they want to play football. Coach, I appreciate your time. I'll try to communicate with you after the game, maybe get some quotes from you for the Cave. And I appreciate your time today, and good luck tonight.
All right, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
And Sand Creek head football coach Mark Spicer joining us. Cave on campus today, the game of the week, the big one, the rival, Madison, traveling west to take on the Creek. Game time, 7 o'clock.